Hello and welcome to another Lewis Talk newscast. I'm David Beckman, moderator of the C.S. Lewis Society of Chattanooga, and I'm so glad that you tuned in. I just have a short few things to tell you, but one of them is quite important, and so you'll want to listen. First of all, I know that several of you all are concerned about what happened to the Christmas party last night. Well, quite simply, I was struck with a severe pain in my stomach in the morning, and I wound up in the hospital the rest of the day and into the night as well. So it was a good thing that not too many people were coming because it was something easy to cancel. Anyhow, hopefully we will have better luck next time around. That won't happen. I really missed having the party because I wanted to make a special announcement at the party, and I wanted the people who were attending to hear about it first. And since we did not have the party last night, you get to hear the announcement first. So, are you ready? Here goes. You may have noticed on our, I'm sure you have if you visited our website, you have noticed that Michael Ward of Cambridge, England, is coming out with a book next year, published by Oxford University Press, on the Narnian Chronicles, and how they're organized according to how their themes are organized according to the seven planets, according to the medieval view. And I really think this book is going to be one of the most improved, to be one of the most important ever written about Narnia because of the way it explains things that people have just not thought about before, at least not so thoroughly and not so insightfully as Michael has. So then, the book will be coming out, and you may have noticed from my announcements that Michael and I are acquainted with one another. And so, guess what? Michael Ward is going to be at our April C.S. Lewis Society of Chattanooga meeting. He's going to be touring the U.S. During the spring in the South and in the West, and I asked him if he would mind spending the weekend with us, and he has agreed to do so. And so we're going to have the man himself with us at our April meeting instead of having a discussion on Prince Caspian. And so I'm really excited about that, and I'm sure you're going to be excited about it as well. We're trying to finalize the dates with Rock Point Books, be it either the 11th of April or the 18th of April. We're pushing for the 11th of April right now. And so Michael will be here. He will speak to our society. We will have a book signing. We'll probably have more than one book signing. I'm planning on doing getting as much exposure for Michael that weekend as possible. I'm hoping to have an article in the paper, book signings in at least two different locations, and hopefully he'll be able to stay on and preach at our church on that following Sunday. So be in prayer about that the Lord will continue to watch over Michael, prosper him, and help him as he gets the word out about his book. And that he will indeed be able to show up, that he himself won't be having stomach pains like I had yesterday, that he'll be able to come and we'll be able to profit from our time together with him. So I think that's great news. We've got some exciting meetings up ahead for next year in our society, and I know we're all looking forward to that. I'm going to close with reading a poem by Lewis for you. What happened with Michael Ward, and by the way, if you're through with the news, you can go ahead and turn this off. But what happened with Michael was he was one day reading, if I recall correctly, because he told me the story of his apartment at Peterhouse one day, that he was reading Lewis's poem, The Planets, and he came across a passage, and it just suddenly dawned on him that sounded like one of the Narnia books. And that's what got him started on his research on the theme of his new book. If you don't have Lewis's poem, The Planets, which appears in the paperback edition of Harcourt Harvest edition of Lewis's poems that's simply titled Poems, then let me read it for you. It's called The Planets, and here we go. Lady Luna in light canoe by friths and shallows of fretted cloudland cruises monthly. With chrism of dews and drench of dream, a drizzling glamour, enchants us. The cheat, changing sometime a mind to madness, melancholy pale, bleached with gazing on her blank countenance, orbed and ageless. In earth's bosom the shower of her rays, sharp feathered light reaching downward, ripens silver, forming and fashioning female brightness, metal maidenlike. Her moist circle is nearest Earth. Next beyond her, Mercury marches, madcap rover, patron of pilferers. Pert Quicksilver his gaze begets, goblin mineral, merry multitude of meeting selves, same but sundered. From the soul's darkness with wreathed wand, words he marshals, guides and gathers them, gay bellwether of flocking fancies. His flint has struck the spark of speech from spirits tender, lord of language. He leads forever the spangle and splendor, sport that mingles sound with senses and subtle pattern, words in wedlock, and wedding also of thing with thought. In the third region, Venus voyages, but my voice falters. Rude rhyme-making wrongs her beauty, whose breasts and brow and her breath's sweetness bewitch the worlds. Widespread the reign of her secret scepter, in the sea's caverns, in grass growing, in grain bursting, flower unfolding and flesh longing, and shower falling sharp in April. The metal copper in the mine reddens with muffled brightness like muted gold by her fingers formed. Far beyond her, the heaven's highway hums and trembles, drums and dindles to the driven thunder of soul's chariot, whose sword of light hurts and humbles, beheld only of eagle's eye. When his arrow glances through mortal mind, mists are parted, and mild as morning the mellow wisdom breathes o'er the breast broadening eastward, clear and cloudless. In a closed garden, unbound her burden, his beams foster. Soul in secret, where the soil puts forth paradisal palm, and pure fountains turn and retemper, touching coolly, the uncomely common to cordial gold, whose ore also in earth's matrix is print and pressure of his proud signet. On the wax of the world he is the worshipped male, the earth's husband, all beholding, archchemic eye, but other country, dark with discord dens beyond him, with noise of nakers, neighing of horses, hammering of harness. A haughty god, Mars, mercenary, makes there his camp, and flies his flag, flaunts laughingly the graceless beauty, gray-eyed and keen. Blonde insolence of his blithe visage, which is hard and happy, he hews the act, the indifferent deed with dint of his mallet, and his chisel of choice, achievement comes not, unhelped by him, hired gladiator, of evil and good, all's one to Mars. The wrong righted, rescued meekness, or trouble in trenches, with trees splintered and birds banished, banks filled with gold, and the lyre made lord. Like handiwork he offers to all, earns his wages, and whistles the while. White-feathered dread Mars has mastered his metal's iron, that was hammered through hands into holy cross, cruel carpentry. He is cold and strong, necessity's son. Soft breeze the air, mild and meadowy, as we mount further where rippled radiance rolls about us, moved with music, measureless the waves. Joy and jubilee, it is Jove's orbit, filled and festal, faster turning with arcs ampler. From the Isles of Tin, Tyrian traders in trouble steering came with his cargoes, the Cornish treasure, that his ray ripens of wrath ended and woes mended of winter past and guilt forgiven and good fortune Jove is master, and of jocund revel, laughter of ladies. The lion-hearted, the myriad-minded, men like the gods, helps and heroes, helms of nations, just and gentle are Jove's children, work his wonders. On his wide forehead calm and kingly, no care darkens, nor wrath wrinkles. But righteous power and leisure and largesse their loose splendors have wrapped around him, a rich mantle of ease and empire. Up, far beyond, goes Saturn silent in the seventh region. The skirts of the sky scant grows the light. sickly, uncertain, the sun's finger daunted with darkness. Distance hurts us in the vault severe of vast silence, where fancy fails us in fair language, and love leaves us, and light fails us, and Mars fails us, and the mirth of Jove is as tin tinkling. In tattered garment, weak with winters, he walks forever a weary way wide round the heaven, stooped and stumbling with staff groping. The Lord of Lead, he is the last planet. Old and ugly, his eye falters, pale pestilence, pain of envy, remorse and murder, melancholy drink. For bane or blessing of bitter wisdom, he pours for his people a perilous draught that the lip loves not. We leave all things to reach the rim of the round welkin, heaven's hermitage, high and lonely.